It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
It was long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope.
Welcome to the 18th day in the month of October 2024. It's a beautiful Friday and I'd like to take this opportunity to let's start the day with Thanksgiving. So if you've already started your day and you forgot to just thank the one who made this possible, here is an opportunity for you to just dance to him right there. Sing to him, thank him, say the words to him, let him know that you are grateful for a brand new day. Father, we want to say thank you for a brand new day. Thank you for the 18th day in the month of October 2024. Accept our thanks, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to gather for a personal devotion and we do it collectively. So you can do it for wherever you are right now listening to us. Doesn't matter what you are doing. Let's just take the Word of God together. You just need to connect your spirit right here. And let's dive into the Word of God. And if you've been frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to grab your pens, your journals, and your Bibles. And let's dive into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I welcome you all. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Decree good over your children. Decree good over your children. Our aim today is in three ancient words. Ancient words. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14. Our memory verse today is taken from Mark chapter 10 verse 16. Mark chapter 10 verse 16, which says, and he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them and blessed them. Mark chapter 10 verse 16. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 27, from verse 18 to 33. Genesis chapter 27, from verse 18 to 33. From verse 18, it says, so he went to his father and said, my father, and he said, here I am. Who are you, my son? Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit, and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me. But Isaac said to his son, how is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord your God brought it to me. Isaac said to Jacob, please come near me, that I may feel you, my son. Wherever you are, really, whether you are really my son Esau or not. So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice of Jacob's, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not recognize him because his hands were heavy like his brother Esau's hand. So he blessed him. Then he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He said, "I am." He said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game, so that my son may bless you." So he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son." And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let the people serve you and the nations bow to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's son bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you. Cursed be and blessed be those who bless you." Now it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also had made savory food and brought it to his father and said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me." And his father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" So he said, "I am your son, your firstborn Esau." Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is the one who wanted game and brought it to me? I ate of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, from the book of Job chapter 22, verse 28, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." The Bible verse above says that whatever you decree will be established unto you. This means that you must be careful about what you decree, because they will come to pass. This is why I'm always concerned when I see parents who say negative things over their children carelessly. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 15 says that there is foolishness in the heart of a child. I know some children can be naughty. However, the way you respond to their behavior will go a long way in determining whether those children will turn out good or become worse. As a parent, how do you respond to your children's behaviors? Do you make negative pronouncements like you are useless, you can't amount to anything, or positive declarations like you are for signs and wonders? It doesn't matter what the devil may try, you will succeed. Whatever you say is what will happen. There is power in your tongue. And this power is even more potent over your children because they came into the world through you. As a parent, God has given you power over the future of your children. Not so that you can destroy it, but so that you can shape them into what He wants them to become. In our Bible reading for today, Jacob came to Isaac and got a blessing. As soon as he left, Esau came in, and Isaac told him that he had blessed Jacob and that he will be blessed. Whatever you speak over your children, especially when your emotions are stirred up, will stick and will be reinforced. After Jacob got the blessings and was on the run, he encountered God in Genesis chapter 28 from verse 12 to 22. And God didn't say anything about the fact that he cheated. He didn't say, "You cheated your brother and you will pay for it." I thought that Jacob would have been scolded, but God established the blessing he got from his father. Beloved, please decree good things over your children, whether they hurt you or not. Remember that whatever you say will happen to them. Don't say something that will affect them negatively. You will regret it later. You will account for every word you speak over your children, and whatever they become will reflect on you also. Speak blessings over your children at all times. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, be careful what you decree over your children. Thanks for staying tuned, and I hope this Open Heaven has been a blessing to you. If it has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can do so by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. Click on the podcast, then the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals lined up for you. Click on any of the messages you would like to share, download, listen to again, and the link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning. Live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And on our mobile app, available on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio. When you download it, you can listen to us live every morning, and this will give you access to all our amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, inspiring, and spirit-filled. Thanks for staying tuned this far, but do not touch that dial because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Till you hear my voice again, until we gather for another word from the mind of God, remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Bye. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.